From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. Most any beachgoer will tell you that on a scorcher of a day, there's almost nothing like reaching into your cooler or beach bag and taking a swig out of an ice-cold water bottle. But if they're plastic, all those little bottles add up. It's estimated that 60 million plastic bottles are used in the United States every day. Many of them are not recycled and are ending up in landfills and in the ocean. But in Miami-Dade, a nonprofit is enlisting the help of some old-fashioned technology in the fight against plastic waste. With us in the studio is Dara Schoenwald. She's the executive director of VolunteerCleanup.org, an online platform that posts local cleanup events. Dara, public water fountains are fast going the way of telephone booths. What's different about the one that's just been installed in Margaret Pace Park in downtown Miami?
I was awarded this small grant to put in one water station in Margaret Pace Park, kind of as a proof of concept and to really start a conversation about the wastefulness of drinking plastic bottled water and providing a viable alternative. Once I had begun that project and some of the PR associated with that, the word spread, and a company in Israel called Whoosh Water found me, and they said, "We've got this great technology. We make these super cool, high-tech water bottle refill stations, and we'd love to work with you to bring the service locally." So we began to partner together and started talking to the city of Miami Beach, and we have recently finalized an agreement with the city of Miami Beach to do a project of 25 stations to start, and we're aiming for that to be launched hopefully before the end of the year, so late fall.
This is a really 21st century water kiosk, so how does it work?
So these stations are digital touchscreen kiosks, and they provide a number of really cool features. One of the most unique is that the stations will not only dispense the water and fill your bottle, but they will also rinse and disinfect your bottle. The stations are also, because they are digitally connected to the network, they provide a lot of really cool features and information to the end users. So every time you use the station, it's going to tell you how many water bottles you've saved. It's going to tell you what your own personal carbon reduction rate is. And the city will also be able to look at that information across the board and understand the impact that we're having as a community by using these stations. And I think those kinds of features are really important to reinforcing the behavior. So when you use the station and it tells you your impact, you feel good that you're doing something not only for yourself, drinking more water, but being more mindful of the environment.
Okay, so it uses regular municipal water, but purifies it right there on site?
Correct. It taps into the local municipal water supply, and then the purification technology is in the machine itself. It uses an ozone-based method of purification to purify the water on the spot. It's also connected to electricity, so the water will always be super cold, which will be, of course, important here in Miami.
And where is Miami Beach finding the money to install those first 25?
So there's no cost to the city for the project. This is run as a concessionaire type of agreement with the city, where Whoosh is the company bringing the service. They manufacture, install, and operate the machines as a service. So there's technicians who are constantly managing and caring for the stations. In many ways, just like City Bike is a company that's offering a service to locals and residents, Whoosh Water will also be operating the stations as a service to the residents, although there is the small cost to the end user to purchase the water, which is still a fraction of the cost of what they would typically spend buying plastic bottled water.
And what is that cost?
There are two different price points depending on if you are an infrequent or casual user versus a more frequent or subscriber. So let's say you're a tourist and you're only in town for a couple days, you can just use your credit card and you'll pay about 50 cents to get up to 20 ounces of water. Now, if you live in Miami Beach or you are a frequent visitor and you want to be a subscriber, you can buy prepaid packages of $5, $10, $20, and that's going to put your price point to about 35 cents to refill a 20-ounce bottle of water.
We've been chatting with Dara Schoenwald, the executive director of VolunteerCleanup.org. And if you'd like to watch a video showing exactly how the water kiosks will work, please visit WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMattei.